Mayor Richard Hickman, Maria Davis, welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Your city's art scene is blossoming, quite literally, thanks to your, Mayor Hickman's, new arts council. Let's begin with that move to create the council. Why here? Why now?
Well, it probably should have been done sooner, but a lot of times things just happen when they happen. I've thought for a long time, we can't have a community like ours. It's considered somewhat of a tourist community without having the arts. And I had people that are artists approaching me more, wanting to, you know, get some things done. And I found it interesting. I don't want to upset any of them, but a lot of times artists are really good at what they do, but they're not really good at promoting themselves or promoting things. And so I thought, boy, this is time to have an arts council, because there's people like me that like to promote the arts. I can barely write my name, let alone draw something or paint something. So that's kind of how it all came about.
That is fantastic. Now, I do have to ask, because you've got this wonderful, more than assistant here in Maria, how did you get on the scene, Maria?
Boy, I was a big volunteer with the City of Angola probably a decade ago, involved in the steering committee for the revitalization efforts in the downtown, as well as a member of the Historic Preservation Commission, and also part of the Main Street program when it started. So I was doing a lot of similar things that I'm doing now as a volunteer.
And Dick, another thing, you have good recruiting skills if you've got Maria on board to help you with all of this.
One of my best traits is they do hire the right people for the right job, because why do I want to make my job harder, right? And I've been very fortunate. Maria has stepped right in and done an outstanding job. She takes everything to heart and she loves what she does. Why would I pick somebody else?
I like the way you think, and I like the way you designate authority.
I appreciate
to be
that.
Sure.
Now she'll want a raise.
How would you describe the variety of public art already in Angola before all of this happens now?
Well, as far as public art, I believe that we are a little bit underserved in art right now. We're just far enough from Fort Wayne that some of our people don't necessarily travel down to Fort Wayne to take in some of the cultural aspects. Now, this has changed in the last few years with Trine University and the rehabilitation of one of the older churches, getting the Tiford Center for Performing Arts up there. That has helped quite a bit. So right now we're just in really a revitalization of the arts in the Angola area.
So part of this is the timing is exactly right.
Yes, absolutely.
Was it a hard sell then to convince the community to take the next step?
I haven't found it hard at all. They're wrapping their arms around that and think it's time too. And of course you get people that want to be involved in it. That really helps.
Mm-hmm.
So right now everybody's on top of everything. They're excited about what's coming up. In fact, I think they're surprised at how quickly it's coming together, because we really didn't start this to what, about October, I believe, wasn't it, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
And to have all that we have going in the arts area right now, it's pretty exciting.
Everybody's really in there because they want to see this done.
Yes.
And it sounds like they are going to, because you have the Sculptures Angola program just about ready to unveil. So what is that bringing to town?
What we're going to be doing with the Sculptures Angola program is to bring in four artists. We'll be having their sculptures on the square for an entire year. That's how the program is going to work, and then we'll switch out the next year. One is a local gentleman. Two of them are from Decatur, and the other is from Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
So you really have something from several perspectives, and I think that's exciting. And the two from Decatur, the Mendez brothers,
yes,
they are instrumental in Decatur's public art program, Greg being one of the brothers, and he is one of the spearheaders of that Decatur program, in fact.
Yes, and we're hoping to network and do more things with Decatur in the future. We want to be a partner. Building the arts is not solitary work. So that's one of those things that we really want to work on, building networks and being able to expand arts and culture in Angola and Steuben County, as well as, you know, see how far we can reach.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
And so far, what's the public reaction to this new and specific focus on public art?
I'm finding a lot of interest. That makes it that much better. And, you know, even beyond that, all of a sudden we had two young ladies come out. We're talking about alley art that just kind of all come together. So we're all excited about it. And the community seems to be excited. A lot of people stepping up and asking questions and when's it going to be and glad to see us coming and all excited. So, yeah.
People, now that they know that there is this drive for public art, are interested in telling their story about art, too. So the Mayor's Arts Council has also helped us network with each other, the major organizations that are part of the Arts Council, to know what's going on. It creates a network of arts, too. So it's been real helpful by coalescing a lot of the information.
What's that make you feel like, that this dialogue's taking place right there, right now, and there's probably not going to be any lack of interesting conversation.
It makes you feel like it's going to be sustainable. The other thing is, yeah, we call it the Angola Mayor's Arts Council right now, but eventually hopefully becomes Steuben County Arts Council. We want all the other communities and everybody in between to become involved. There's a lot of artists of different styles and types all over our county. I think it needs to be more of a countywide search right now, but we start with what we have and we start building out, hopefully build the excitement and see what happens.
Good for you, and I think there's no stopping you. That is my prediction. Now, you've noted that you started working on this really great idea only last fall, which hasn't given you a lot of time, so congratulations on all of that. Have there been any surprises along the way getting from that day to this week and ready to do your unveiling?
I think the snowballing effect was the big surprise. There is a big piece missing here that I want to tell you about. 2 years ago, we were part of a program, the Hometown Collaboration Initiative with the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. And really, we didn't plan on that being part of the unveiling and the sculptures. It just happened that it fit within the program, and we were able to take the grant money from that and use it for the sculpture program, which opened the door of opportunity to be able to fund it and also start realizing all the domino effect from it. And pairing that with the Mayor's Arts Council allowed us to take advantage of a lot of the things that were happening in town and being able to put it under one roof, so to speak. There was a bunch of ideas, they coalesced, and they happened to magically come together at one point.
And you didn't have to do that sometimes long incubation process, because it sounds like this was really ready to hatch, and it has.
That's exactly right. It was very quick. A lot of the other things that are happening, they're very quick as well.
And timing's great, too.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, Dick, you've been in that mayor's office since 2001. How does this whole new thing reflect the town's community spirit in general, would you say?
Well, I think it is bringing the best out in people. I mean, we just started this in October. Years ago, we had a local theater group that kind of went away. Well, now all of a sudden, there's some people coming together that want to get the local theater going. As Trident University was mentioned earlier, they're talking about expanding their theater program, their arts program. So, yeah, 6-7 months later, a lot of things have just happened that you wouldn't expect for it to come together that quickly. The timing must have been right for it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be coming together this quick. Plus, Maria's worked very hard at this, and she's had the great contacts, and she's followed her instincts and just done a great job with this.
Amen on that. I think she also has a good boss in this case.
I will second that. And I think there are a lot of other people who would say that as well.
And good for Angola. So now that the unveiling's really on the very near horizon, how are you going forward with this program? Do you have any other plans for 2019?
Yeah, we've got some events that are already existing that we're going to try to pair with the sculpture program. And we also have a mural project that two young high school girls are going to be working on. They were going to be unveiling on our Art Fest weekend, which is August 3rd. So that's coming up pretty quickly after the unveiling happens. So there'll be a nice sculpture to welcome them whenever they get there for the event. We also have an entrepreneurial program that is going to be geared towards the creative. That's going to be exciting. So we want to create a structure, and that's beginning now, that is going to include education. We have an artisan welding and fabrication class with Freedom Academy. And also there was in January a artistic jewelry soldering class at Freedom Academy as well. Those are all things that are coming together under this roof of arts and culture, education, entrepreneurship, and hopefully we'll be able to establish social networks to support the artists in the area so that we can build the creative economy in Angola. So it's very multi-layered.
It certainly sounds it, and you've just rapid-fired a lot of things in progress, already in existence, and it's going to happen. I'm still going to ask you if you could dream big, and I mean big, and add one thing tomorrow, money not being an object or time or anything else, what would it be?
Well, one would be just to have an art center downtown. Second would be, and we're kind of working on this, getting an entrepreneurial artist apartment complex put together next to our enterprise center and working with the company on that. So those are two big things that if we could have them tomorrow, we had the money to do them, that's what we'd do. Now, Maria's probably got more things too.
A location for the arts. A location first, and then maybe establishing a cultural district. So we'll have multiple layers in our downtown, not only our historic district, we'll have an arts district as well on top of that. I think that would really be helpful to a lot of different people as far as promotion, economic development, community development. Lots of pride associated with that in our town.
And the best thing about you two, put you together and whatever you dream, it's going to become a reality. And I like that a lot, too.
Well, that is our motto. Proudly working together to make visions a reality.
That's it.
And on that note, my last question. Beyond the tourism and commercial attention this project and everything that follows it will likely net, what do you most hope everyone in Angola gets from this most arts aggressive movement?
We may not understand a certain part of this, but we can appreciate it. And that's what we want people to do, is just to come in, enjoy our community, fall in love with it, become a part of it, and make us better.
It's going to allow us to expand our underserved area for arts and culture. And also, I think it's going to positively affect diversity and inclusion, because arts really connects all groups of people, no matter what their socioeconomic group, ethnic group, gender. Everyone is creative. Creativity is the heart of being human. We can't ignore that. And we need that.
Dick Hickman is mayor of Angola, and Maria Davis, its downtown services coordinator. Dick, Maria, thank you so much for sharing this wonderful arts-friendly story with us today. Job well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.